Booth Bernie Biz is sponsored by J Fox Custom, and this is Bernie Radio.
Bernie Radio, 103.9 FM. Welcome to Boost Bernie Business. Baron Wiley here. And I tell you what, I just have a blast doing our Boost Bernie Business networking events. And I got to meet some new friends and some people you're going to hear a lot from here on Bernie Radio. We're at the J. Fox Custom Studios. And in the house is the founder, owner, president. In most cases, it's a mom and pop. We've got a father-son in the house, right?
Correct.
We've got Jake Fox. We got Jeff Fox here. And gentlemen, thank you for letting us come up.
Thank you for inviting us.
We're excited to be here.
Where exactly are we?
We are the second floor Living Well Family Clinic on West Highway 46.
Yeah. And this used to be an old house, right?
Yeah.
Little 1800s old farmhouse.
It's pretty cool.
Very cool.
You've repurposed it, obviously, for your home business here. I say home business. You guys are, with J. Fox Custom, you guys are making jewelry for the whole country.
Absolutely.
Out of this room. So, Jeff, we can start with you. How did this dream start?
Oh, gosh. This part of the dream started 4 years ago. We spent the majority of both of our lives in the retail jewelry business.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time decided we wanted to have our own dream and went our own way and began this company with Jake and myself doing jewelry design, custom design, primarily for the trade. And that was the beginning.
And then how did you get to Bernie, Texas?
We built up the business to the point where we had the opportunity to go anywhere that we wanted to. Mm. And we kind of went around largely Texas, but all over the country. We looked at Chattanooga. We looked at several different states, North Carolina, and just wanted to find somewhere that we were comfortable, that we liked the community, that the people were friendly, that the scenery was nice. I grew up in the panhandle, so there was a lot of flat land. We wanted to have something a little prettier out the windows. Bernie checked all the boxes. Just couldn't ask for a more welcoming community. And everyone that we meet every day, we feel just blessed to be here.
Yeah, usually when people pull into Bernie the first time on Main Street, that's the deal maker right there. It's like, we're home, right? Did you have that moment too?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. The whole area, really, too. Yeah. And the Main Street's great, obviously, and we had been there numerous times through the years. Getting more familiar with the area and the community and seeing some of the outlying areas, we love it even more.
But what's so nice about where you're at here, you're off 46 on the other side of the tracks, if you will, of I-10. It's nice and quiet. I mean, there's farmland behind you. You get to focus on your craft and be inspired. And what's great, also great about J. Fox Custom is that you actually go to the client. So let's talk about what you do with J. Fox Custom. What is my experience? If I want a custom piece of jewelry, I don't even know what I want, but I know I need something special for my wife, my child. What does that look like, Jake?
Sure. So we like to say every custom we make, every piece we create starts with a conversation. We want to have you come into the office, or even us come to you if that's more convenient, sit down and really get to know each other, get to know your style, your taste, what it is that you're looking for, so that when we build that piece, it really is special. It's your piece. It tells your story.
Agreed. That's what makes it different from the standard piece of jewelry that you're going to find on the shelf somewhere, is that you have a part in designing it yourself. And we've learned and knew this, but learned with every experience, that you don't have to be a professional designer as the customer. You don't worry about it. Don't be nervous. Don't feel like you don't know what you're doing. You can bring us a sketch on a cocktail napkin, and that's a starting point. And that's what we do. We'll take it from there. It goes to Jake, who's the CAD guy, has the knowledge to take that cocktail napkin and turn it into a fantastic piece of jewelry.
You'll have to forgive me, Scott. I'm not smart. What's a CAD?
CAD is...
Because a CAD's not a compliment where I came from.
Well, CAD is self-descriptive. CAD means computer-aided design. So when we start putting things together, I mean, we'll still do sketches, and when you look at some of the old jewelry books, you'll see gauche paintings and things like that. What we do is actually build it in the computer first, so you can see photorealistic renderings. You can spin it around, see the back, the underside, the sides,
wow,
get all of those details before you ever commit it to metal. So there's really no risk. There's no fear that it's not going to turn out how it is in your head.
And I bet that you accept the challenge that everything is different. I bet you don't make two things that are ever the same.
We Correct. Try not to. No, the challenge is the fun part. We want it, again, to be yours. And we take pride in, as Jeff said, you see the cocktail napkin sketch and then the finished piece. It's fun to see that process happen.
Well, you can see some of your work at jfoxcustom.com, jfoxcustom.com. And again, based right here in Bernie, Texas. So again, welcome to Bernie, guys.
Thank you very much.
And I want to thank you again for coming to our Boost Bernie Business celebration here we just had. We had a crazy sock contest. My friend.
Sir.
Jeff, what happened? You were so close.
I was the number one loser.
Even runner up there. You had some pretty pink socks on with some flamingo.
Some little hula girls.
That's right. And based on your comfortable gear, you guys are artists. I mean, you guys are the real deal.
We'd like to believe so.
Yeah.
We do have a passion for the business, and that's the main thing, and the benefit to the customer is that we build with quality, no matter what price point. It can be $500. It can be $50,000. We're going to build it right.
Talk about the turnaround time. I can walk into the box store and get one today, right? You need to kind of think about it. You need to plan for Christmas today, right?
Yeah, maybe not today, but there's absolutely a difference in time. Quality takes time. It's the old adage, you get what you pay for. Sometimes it's worth the wait, and we like to believe that that's what we provide. General turnaround time from the time that you say go after we've put the sketches together, we've made sure everything looks perfect on the computer screen, about 3 to 4 weeks is generally what our turnaround time is. Now, of course, when you get close to Christmas, there may be an extra week in there, so it's always better to plan ahead, but we promise it's worth the wait.
All right, so take me through the experience, then, because this is an experience that we're having here. Let's just say, for example, I've inherited my mom's ruby ring. And I want to repurpose that to give it to my daughter. Where does it start?
So that's one of our favorite things to do. Repurposing is awesome. You know, rather than letting something collect dust in a drawer or get it from your grandma and say, well, this isn't my style, and just never look at it again. It's a great way to revitalize, to breathe new life into an old piece. So the way that the process would start is you come in and tell us whichever step of the way, if it's the sketch on a cocktail napkin, or if you've got a Pinterest board full of ideas, or if you happen to be an artist yourself and have beautiful sketches. You know, we see all of that and everything on either side of it. We'll have that conversation, figure out kind of what you have in mind, and then we put the drawings together, we put the renderings together. Once you approve, we will grow the piece on a 3D printer, which grows it in wax, so you've got a really nice wax model. We cast that in precious metal, which we can do gold, platinum, all sorts of different materials, colors. And then from there, we start setting the piece. So we do everything by hand. We don't have mass production techniques. A lot of times in the factories, you'll see things that are done in different ways. Some of it good, some of it not so good. But we take the time. We treat each piece like it's ours. And we actually make sure that the stones are set properly, that they're secured, that we're finishing by hand rather than having a machine do it. It's something that we really do put a lot of time and a lot of love into.
You keep saying the word quality over and over again. I keep hearing that word quality in the work that you do. What separates you from the rest based on the quality?
You know, a lot of times it's just different ways of looking at it. When you walk into a store that is selling other people's jewelry, that's selling pieces that have been mass produced, that are from branded lines, you have to remember, when they're making hundreds of thousands of the same piece, every little thing counts. So if they can save 30 cents here, if they can save $5 here, it's worth it. To us, we don't really worry about saving the pennies. We worry about making the piece the way that it should be and making it to last. So if that extra 5 cents or extra $5 is going to make the difference in having the piece for a few years and having problems versus having the piece for 30 years and passing it down to your children and your grandchildren, to us, that's just a no-brainer.
All right, now my favorite question here. Let's talk turkey. If I want to do business with J. Fox Custom here, I want a really nice piece there. Come and give me the range of I guess the sky's the limit, right?
What color blue is the sky?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's an impossible question to answer really on its own. We're not going to be the cheapest guy in town. We're not going to be the most expensive. And the most important part of it is that we're going to offer you a one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry. Mm-hmm. We're going to build it with the quality that you can be proud of. You'll be happy to wear it. You'd be happy for your family, your friends to see it. You'd be happy to have it when it is time to pass it on to the next generation. That's the biggest difference, I think, is that special touch that you don't get off the shelf.
Well, it's an emotional experience, I bet.
It's very much an emotional experience. And
that's really the reason we're in the business. You know, when I first got in the business, Jeff's been at it almost 50 years. I've been at it almost 20. I have a great uncle that was also in the business and sent me a little note when he found out that I was going into it and said, always remember, we're not in sales. We're in the business of making people smile.
Mm.
And I think it's great words to live by because it is true. You know, over the years, the moments that stand out really aren't the selling a 10-carat diamond or selling the first $1 million piece. The moments that stand out are people who come in and tell you about their proposal or send you pictures or tell you how happy it's made them. You know, now that we've both been in the business for a while, as much as it makes me feel old, it's still a good thing. People come in and say, you know, you did my wedding ring. Well, my kid's about to get married. And you're like, wow, what an honor to be a small part of their story, to be a part of your love story.
Yeah. Do you hear those stories there too? What's the best wedding proposal story you guys have heard?
Well, we've each had a couple where they've actually proposed in the store, which is always kind of fun. get to be there for it.
One of my favorites was I had a client. He was a dentist in town. And actually wasn't an engagement, it was an anniversary, but he put the beautiful new Rolex watch he had bought at the time at the bottom of his swimming pool and required his wife to go and get her gift that year, even though it was a little bit chilly in December.
If she wants it, it's down there, huh?
If she wants it, it's there.
That's fun. And we've been talking about rings, engagement rings, and you do it all.
Absolutely. Engagement is the biggest part of most jewelers' business, but we do anything. You can do necklaces, pendants, earrings, bracelets, anything really. And we do from the very traditional. We've also made squid and octopus and worked with bison teeth and
fun
tiger claws and you name it.
A couple of pieces that stand out in my memory for different types of things. We've done custom plaques for shotgun stocks, little precious metal pieces that go on those. We've also done a his and her statue for an engagement recently that was just a little about an inch tall of the bride and groom. Looks like a wedding topper, but made out of rose gold with little diamond accents.
Now in that's miniature. Art.
Yeah, some fun pieces like that.
Well, fantastic. And again, we all assume too that it's for the wife or for the child, the daughter, as it will be. But I bet you guys could make a Super Bowl ring if you wanted to, right?
Well, we can't do one with a team name on it.
No, exactly. Right.
But we can definitely make men's pieces. And if you have employees that you want a way to reward, jewelry can be an awesome way to say thank you to the people that work for you also.
And to get it from J. Fox Custom is even better, from Bernie, Texas.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Well, I want to encourage all our great Bernie Radio listeners to obviously go local. We have a local jeweler in town, J. Fox Custom, with Jake and Jeff Fox. Jeff, would you take a second and invite our listeners to support your business?
We would love to have you give us an opportunity to make something beautiful for you. We love being here. We love Bernie.
And Jake, do the same.
We would love the opportunity to do something for you. We love being here and we love Bernie.
Like father, like son. You see that?
We really would. We'd love the opportunity to impress you, to get to know you, and just to, again, be a part of your story in any way we can.
Well, I thank you guys for coming to Bernie and for offering your gifts and talents and just your gift of giving a gift. You're using it right here in Bernie, Texas. So thank you guys.
Thank you very much.